Welcome to your five for today. A few years ago, I was told the following story. It was quite a simple story, but contained a lesson which I felt we would all do well to heed. A man went to a barber shop to have his hair cut and his beard trimmed. As the barber began to work, they began to have a good conversation. When they eventually touched on the subject of God, the barber said, "I don't believe that God exists." "Why do you say that?" asked the customer. "Well, you have just to go out in the street to realize that God doesn't exist. If God exists, would there be so many sick people? Would there be abandoned children? If God existed, there would be neither suffering nor pain. I can't imagine a loving God who would allow this." The customer thought for a moment, but didn't respond because he didn't want to start an argument. The barber finished his job, and as the customer left the shop, he saw a man in the street with long, stringy, dirty hair. The customer turned back and entered the barber shop again and said to the barber, "You know what? Barbers do not exist." "How can you say that?" asked the surprised barber. "I am here, and I am a barber, and I just worked on you." "No," the customer exclaimed, "barbers don't exist, because if they did, there would be no people with dirty, long hair and untrimmed beards like that man outside." "Ah, but barbers do exist. What happens is, people do not come to me." "Exactly," affirmed the customer. "That's the point. God, too, does exist. What happens is, people don't go to him and do not look for him. Unfortunately, when things go wrong, we tend to spend our time complaining about God rather than going to him to ask for his help. Let us remember that he loves us, however good or bad we think we are. He loved us so much that he gave his only beloved Son to take the punishment for our sin. I'm reminded of that verse in the Bible to be found in the Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 11 and verse 28, which reads, "Come unto me, all ye that labour and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Why not say, in the words of the hymn, "Just as I am, without one plea, but that thy blood was shed for me, and that thou bidst me come to thee, O Lamb of God, I come. Just as I am, thou wilt receive, wilt welcome, pardon, cleanse, relieve, because thy promise I believe, O Lamb of God, I come." Thank you for listening.